In the past, we've had an opening service at the beginning of the year where we read letters. But I'm going to take this opportunity to read a couple of letters. Then what I'll do is maybe at our annual meeting, I'll read a few more. We'll put them all together. This way you can hear what some of the people are saying as a result of the ministry that goes out over the internet of sermon audio. And it's also a blessing for us to be able to hear from brothers throughout the world, as it turns out, who have been blessed by the ministry. And this just represents some of the letters. This is from Jeff in Oregon. He writes, "Hello, Pastor Joe. Our evening family Bible reading has us in Amos. Just last night, I thought to listen to some of your teaching on Amos and was blessed again by your teaching. So we decided to try to spend every night listening to one of your sermons on Amos until we've completed them all. God is faithful, and we're just excited to see what he will do to glorify his own name. I could go on about what a blessing your teaching has been to us. There was your sermon I listened to the other day on Psalm 11 that really helped me stop worrying about the obvious coming trouble. Add my current helpless condition to the equation, and what a relief it is to know we are safe in Jesus no matter what happens. We're just so thankful for faithful preaching and our faithful God who brings us these trials to help us really see how futile it is really to trust in anything of our own resolve. Christ alone is our salvation, and what a solid rock he is. Love and blessings in Christ, Jeff from Oregon." And then later on he writes, "We very much appreciate your expository preaching and want to thank you so much. Here," and then he makes an analogy, we are fish sitting a goldfish while its owner is out of town. Oh, he's fish sitting. Okay, fish sitting. I didn't get that. We're fish sitting a goldfish while the owner is out of town. It lives in a small bowl, and when the fish has been sitting in its own waste long enough, the water gets pretty murky and the oxygen is low. The fish starts to slurp air from the top of the water. Its fins are droopy and the fish has no life. You can catch it real easily. After the water gets changed and is all clean, its fins are all perky and it swims back and forth and doesn't slurp air from the top of the water. It can breathe how it's supposed to through its gills, all that for this. Finding a church is like that to us. Without one, we're like fish in murky waste, filled water, quite lifeless and easy to catch. What a breath of fresh air to us would a church with clean water be? Your ministry does add fresh water to us, and we're thankful for that. All our praise belongs to him. We want to thank his ministers too." And this is just, a common theme that people are writing and saying. It's very hard finding a church. I think, in northern New Jersey, we're pretty blessed to have some decent churches. But it seems like, someone just wrote me today, there's a church that's 50 miles, and they're wondering if it's worth it. And I said, look, if you find a church 50 miles from your home and it's preaching the gospel, it's worth it. But that's the kind of thing that we get regularly. This is from Vicky in California. She writes, "Thank you for the wonderfully timely message. Having come through a period myself where ingratitude has crept in and prideful complaining has replaced gratitude, I found myself almost like Nebuchadnezzar and like the psalmist, a brute beast before the Lord in the insanity of my sin. I'm grateful for the grace of our Lord that providentially orders events and effective chastening, that he works circumstances to remind us of the depth of our depravity, the strength, power, and persistence of sin, and our ever-present weakness and inclination to pursue it. While painful for the time, what gracious fruit of righteousness when he grants repentance and when reconciliation is accomplished between him and the penitent and between the sinning and their brethren. I'm grateful for brethren such as yourself who faithfully proclaim the truth of God's word and whose gracious influence will not be fully realized this side of our translation to our eternal home and our being fully and perfectly conformed to the image of our dear Savior. Thank you for your faithful commitment to the truth of God's Word." This is Jim in Vermont writes, "Thanks so much for your devotionals, sermons, sermon links, and everyone is read and listened to faithfully." Then he mentions some other ministries, John MacArthur and some other ones that he's also blessed by. And he says he lives in Burlington area, which is the busiest area in Vermont, the most unchurched state in the Union, very liberal, but anyway, he seems to be in a sound one. But he says, anyway, hope you and Bill are doing good down there. You're a blessing to myself and Dave. Our numbers are not large, but how I love the power, righteousness, and justice and excellence of our Lord. And that's from Jim in Vermont. We received this just this week from South Jersey. Pastors Poss and Lissardo, my wife were plucked out of hell 3 years ago by an awesome and powerful God. We are members of a local church, but we both feel the church is moving in a direction that we don't see biblical. Pragmatism and consumerism are two words that come to mind. My mother shared a link to the Carnal Christian sermon by Pastor Poss, and since then, we've been blessed by many of the God-honoring sermons we have listened to from you both. How I wish we lived closer. We live in Mays Landing, New Jersey. We have been holding Bible studies in our home every Thursday for the past 2 years. God has built up a dedicated group of new Christians, and we have about 12 who faithfully attend each week. I thank you for your online sermons, as I feel they are a substantial supplement to my own personal study of God's Word. I look forward to driving up to North Jersey one weekend to listen to a sermon in person. And this is from our brother Dan in South Jersey. Why don't we just pray for them? That's a brand new thing that God's doing down wherever he is, in Mays Landing. Where is Mays Landing? Does anyone know? By Cape May. Father, we lift up this brother Dan to you and these 12 new believers who are faithfully gathering. Lord, that certainly is a church that you're doing there in their midst. We're grateful and thankful that wherever your people are gathered together, that you're in the midst. We're grateful to have this small part in their edification and this small part, Lord, in strengthening the brethren. We pray, Father God, if it be your will, that you would raise up leaders there, that you would set them apart as a local church, that you would use these young believers for your glory, that you would raise them in discipleship, that you would make them, Lord, into men who train other men in your ways and in your goodness and in your gospel. We pray and ask, Lord, for this for your glory's sake, in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a few more. And again, I'm not going to do them all tonight. I'll split them up. Let me see if there's another one along those lines. This one I just have to read because he's always a blessing. From our friend Trevor in Australia. And he writes, good day, mate. I've not written to you for a while, dear Pastor Joe. He's great. He's great to talk to on the phone. Just puts a smile on your face hearing it. Thank you for the wonderful sermons. The witness sermon was a blessing. I have good news, dear brother. I'm going to a church. And he didn't have a church for quite some time. I'm going to a church that preaches and teaches Christ crucified. Tears of joy well up in my heart to be in a church with fellow believers. I have learned many things just in the last 6 months. And you are a help in that because you preached the word and I heard. And what I'm saying here, well, all my years walking with the Lord, I try to do in my own strength. I must do this to please the Lord. I cannot please the Lord God my way, but it has to be His way. I know that there is no good. I know that I am a no good, filthy, going to hell sinner. But now I believe the gospel of our Lord Jesus and Savior. The Holy Spirit comes and lives in me, and I'm sealed with His seal. As you said, Pastor Joe, the Holy Spirit comes to reveal the Son to us that we may believe. I did not know that, but now I do. I am listening to today's sermon. We're sons, and we love to give Him glory. The Lord is not an offense to me, but like a cold, clear drink of water on a hot day, He quenches our thirst. So say good day to the brethren and sisters, and Pastor Poss also. Kind regards and love in Jesus, our wonderful Lord, Trevor. And it's one of the benefits, you know, with all the downsides of technology and how it's really separated people. It's one of the blessings. When was it? When we were at the wake? What day was that? on Monday, we met a man who came to the Lord through hearing Bill's preaching on Romans 8:28. And Bill went up to him, and I could tell he recognized his voice. And he just gave him a big hug and said, "Thank you. I love you. Thank you. I can't tell you what a tremendous blessing you are." And it was just a blessing. And this guy lives in Virginia. So God uses the internet. That's all I could say. It was a wonderful thing. And certainly he seemed to have the genuine joy of the Spirit. I mean, I don't know. He was part of a church, and then a pastor left so we could pray. His name is Marcelo, and he certainly keeps in touch with us and writes us every now and then. Here's a good one because it led us to a local connection here in the area. Kathy from Washington State writes, "I escaped New Jersey in 1989 when I joined the Navy, but noticed your sermon at sermonaudio.com. We live in Washington State now, but I noticed your address hailed in New Jersey. That is where I grew up, as well as I live with my mom and stepdad on Morrissey Avenue. I sure miss the hot dogs, by the way. Have one at Falls Grill and say hi to Ray if you eat there." And since this communication, Brother Rob and Brother Damien visited him to share the gospel a few weeks ago. Why don't we pray for Vinny? Father, we thank you, Lord, for your providentially having one of the sermons fall upon our sister Kathy in Washington. We thank you, Lord, for having her write us. And we pray, Father, for Vinny in right up the block here. And we pray that as the seeds were planted of your gospel, Lord, through Brother Rob and Brother Damien, Lord, also through the witness from his own family, Kathy, and Lord, others who have shared with him, we pray that you would bring him unto yourself, Lord, that these seeds that were planted would be watered and would bring forth fruit. We pray that you would save him for your glory's sake. We pray that you would take out his heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh, that he might glorify you, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. This is from Carla Armstrong, a harp maker in Hanover, Pennsylvania. She says, "Just want to take a moment to say thanks for your sermon series on the Psalms, which I have accessed through Sermon Audio. They've been a real blessing to me. Recently, we decided to work our way through Psalms. In addition to digging through cross-references and consulting various commentaries, I've downloaded various sermons in my preparation. Yours have been consistently helpful, and I look for them in particular. Thank you not only for your fine preparation and presentation, but especially for the passion you have for the Word of God. This is the highest compliment I could possibly pay, and I thank you again for making this resource available. May the Lord richly bless you in your continuing ministry." Carla Armstrong. This is one from India. "Dear Pastor, greetings to you all in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. With thanks, I received your 9 CDs today." We shipped him some sermons. CDs today. "We express heartfelt thanks to you for sending your great valuable message CDs, which is a great blessing for us to learn and to teach believers, non-believers, and we will display it to our Bible college students." And he goes on, he says he wants to make copies, etc. This is Reverend Dr. D. Minova in India. This is from Pittsburgh, Ron Walker, who you met, or you met his family. Did you ever actually meet him? Not yet. He's still looking forward to it. He wrote this year, "I want to write and let you know we continue to be blessed by your ministry. We listen to your messages weekly and pray for you often." What a blessing it is to know that there's people outside of here also praying for us. That's amazing. "We pray for you often. I also look forward to meeting Matthew and his wife when they visit Beaver Baptist in PA again. My wife and daughter had the privilege of meeting them. It's a great encouragement knowing the body of Christ can reinforce each other with encouragement in Christ." Ron Walker. There's a brother from Queens who visited us a couple of times. He writes, "Brethren, shalom. It was indeed a great time of fellowship and spiritual refreshing when I was able to fellowship with you all at the celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles and your Sunday morning worship. That was a mountaintop experience. For me, I was challenged afresh as to our calling and service. Please give my greetings to your fellowship, and we will be in prayer for and with you as you seek to declare the full gospel in that area of the vineyard And cantering, he signs it Carl from Queens. And you guys know Carl, right, Mike? Yeah. And this comes from Nigeria. The guy's name is Chinadu. He's a young man, brand new Christian, saved out of ancestor worship. Some people in the church got together. Remember, Dave, we shipped him some stuff. I remember he was your size, as I recall. And we sent him some clothes and things. Well, that was last year, I think. But this year his father died, and he's been on and off communicating through email. His father died this year, and he was forced by his community leaders to stay in a pagan shrine as a brand new Christian. And we were riding back and forth, and I was trying to advise him on certain things. And by the way, I don't want to sensationalize, because I can't absolutely confirm that this testimony is true, but I do, and I say this for this reason: many testimonies from Nigeria are false. Okay. If you ever hear any, it's particularly that country, and I don't know why, but particularly when you get emails from Nigeria, they're usually false testimonies. You should be aware of that. They usually want something. They'll even ask you just for a Bible, but there's other things that they'll ask you for, so you should be warned about that. The reason why this possibly could be true is the lengthier time of communication over a period of a year and a half, as well as a confirmation from a friend of his who presently lives in Malaysia, who's studying in Malaysia, who I've had contact with. He writes that this is Chinadu, this is the guy from Nigeria, and so it might very well be accurate. This is after his father dies and he's in the temple and he had to go to that ritual thing. He writes, "Pastor, now I've seen and believe in the power of serving the true God. During the period of observing the shrine according to the customs of the land which I told you, I was reading those Bible quotations daily and listening to those Christian CD plates you sent for me. I was surprised as the Lord, through serious requesting of favor, changed the hearts of the elders in my community. The elders of the community and my kindred have agreed to allow me to use the land of the shrine where my father used to worship his ancestors for me as a place of Christian worship." He's talking about at that time when he was that week that he had to be in the shrine, that he was permitted to read the scripture and worship the Lord. "The miracle occurred when I started telling them about what little I know of Jesus Christ and why they should discontinue worship of the shrine as God. I have concluded the compulsory stay at the shrine with the special grace of God. It all went according to my Heavenly Father's plan without me undergoing any rituals. The Lord saved me through your humble care and concern for me and my people, Chinadu from Nigeria." So he didn't have to go through, his conscience was bothering him about having to go through ancestral worship rituals, basically. And as it turns out, through the sharing of the scriptures, they allowed him to not do that, which is a tremendous blessing. Here's one more. Suzanne from Vineland, who visited us a few weeks ago. She writes, "One day I may take a trip. She did take a trip up to visit your congregation. I'm originally from northern New Jersey, born in Patterson General Hospital. I have family in Hailden. They're not saved." She came with her son Vincent, 16 years old, who is not saved. She writes, "God has placed upon my heart the desire to send you a note of thanks for the Ministry of Bread of Life Fellowship. I can sincerely say that if it weren't for God using the sermons preached and taught by yourself and Pastor Bill, I would not be where I am in my spiritual growth and the knowledge of the truth. Many thanks to you. I praise the Lord for your ministry and pray that He will continue to bless it for the good of His people's soul, for the kingdom, and most importantly, for His glory. God bless you both." And that was from Suzanne. Did you all get to meet Suzanne when she visited us, some of you? So praise the Lord for what He's doing through the means, the Internet. It's a wonderful thing. It really is how the Word of God can go outside of the barriers that we have